You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website, or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
This is the Servants of Word Lenten Meditation for Sunday, the 10th of March, and it's Exodus 5. Moses has been called by God. He's been commissioned. He is the one who's going to lead Israel out of Egypt. He's going to be the deliverer. And after his objections, God still calls him. He promises him to be with him. He's given miraculous signs. He has a staff that turns into a snake. He puts his hand into his cloak, and it comes out leprous. But then when he puts it back into his cloak, it comes out clean and healthy. So the end of chapter 4, Moses and Aaron, they come to the Israelites in Egypt and saying, God has heard their cries, he's had compassion, he's decided to deliver them. The people of Israel are impressed, they're encouraged, they've heard the message, and they bow down and worship. Chapter 5, first two verses, Aaron and Moses go to Pharaoh and they say, the Lord says, let my people go. But Pharaoh is not impressed. His response is, who is the Lord? And these people are lazy. That's why they want to come and go out into the wilderness to worship. So he rebuffs them. He tells the slave masters, have the Israelites make bricks without straw. Don't give them any straw, but keep the quota the same. And so the Israelite foremen go to complain to Pharaoh. He said, this is a hard quota. Why do we have to make the same number of bricks without any straw? And Pharaoh's response is because of Moses. Moses has come to us and wants to have the people go out to the wilderness and to give worship. And the foremen then go to Moses and Aaron. They said, you have made us a stench to Pharaoh. You're going to get us killed. This oppression is all your fault. So that's the start of Moses' ministry. He's called, he's commissioned, he's given miraculous signs. He starts his ministry, and right away he's rebuffed, first by the rulers and then by his own people. He faces opposition. It's similar with the ministry of Jesus. He starts his ministry, he's called, he's commissioned, he's baptized. The Father says to him, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. He begins his ministry with signs and wonders, and all speak well of him. They appreciate his message of deliverance. But then he hits opposition, first from the rulers, the people, and then from his own opposition, from his own people, the ones he came to deliver. And so it is with us. We have been called, we've been commissioned, we have been made sons and daughters of God. We've been called to serve in the kingdom and to give given areas of responsibility. So are we surprised when it doesn't go easy? Are we surprised that we face opposition like Moses did or Jesus did? Moses complains to God. God's promises of deliverance, will he still deliver his people? And this is what I'll conclude with in verse 22. So Moses turned again to the Lord. He said, O Lord, why have you done this evil to this people? Why did you ever send me? For since I've come to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he's only done evil to his people, and you've not delivered your people at all. The Lord says to Moses, now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand he will send them out. Yes, with a strong hand he will drive them out of this land.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.